So, Jason, how do you feel going into your last game then as Offaly joint manager?
Strange, to be honest. I never really planned on finishing until obviously the start of this year when I have to get up for family reasons, but it's something I've got to do, short term, hopefully. And as I say, it's going to be strange walking out and being in dugout for the last time.
Well, how were you feeling the 90th minute when the final whistle goes?
Well, who knows? Depends on the result, I expect.
Are you going to be in the dugout?
Yeah, of course I will.
No, I mean, you're not going to get sent off or anything.
Well, that's you never know, do you, with me? But no, it's going to be strange at full time. I mean, we're playing away at Tadcaster, who, with tonight's game being off, could be crown champions tomorrow. So I'm sure it'll be a great occasion for their club as well, if that is the case.
How many are you taking over?
To be honest, I'm not sure. There's quite a few coming with us on bus, and I know Wrecking Crew's got fun bus booked, and they're going up at 10:30 in the morning for the day out.
So you're certainly going to get a good
Yeah. There's going to be a decent field there, and I expect there's going to be quite a lot of Tadcaster fans here as well.
So how's the season gone as well? Because I'm assuming this has been one of the toughest you had in the NCE.
Yeah. This has been the toughest one for us as managers to deal with. I don't think some people understand how hard a league it actually is for a club like us who haven't got a budget. To be able to get players in is a job in itself. And to stay in this league, it's a big achievement for us as a club and in general to even compete at this level now, because there's so much money gets thrown about on players to be able to just compete there, then it's fantastic. And sometimes me and Sean, we don't look at it like that. We're always disappointed and think that we haven't played well or we're not doing well. But we are up against it every week. But credit to the lads have dug in, and fingers crossed we're going to be in Prem next season again.
How hairy was it when you lost to Garth of the situation?
Well, I had a bit of a flipping changing room after that one. And to be honest, to be truthful, I feared the worst. I mean, we picked out Liversidge, Garforth and Brigg as potential wins going into the relegation fight, and we lost all three of them. So yeah, it did cross my mind that we could be doomed, but credit to the lads, have been fantastic and won three out of the last four.
It couldn't have gone any better, could it?
No, they've been absolutely fantastic. They've all worked hard, done exactly as we've asked, and we've won three on bounce. We are conceding a goal, and it were fantastic.
So obviously you're still going to be around the club, but what do you take out? What's your best memories of being?
I've got a lot of memories, to be honest. I've been here 13 years, and Saturdays and Sundays we've won so many trophies at Bramall Lane on Sundays. But Saturdays, first year we come into the league, getting promotion, were brilliant, beyond as wildest dreams, to be fair. And then we kicked on from that and winning Sheffield Cup probably has to be biggest thing we've won and probably highlight to my.
But well, everybody wrote you off that night. You were expected to win.
Yeah, they did. And that game, I mean, to be fair to the lads, you'd have thought we were evil stick side that night, because we outplayed Frickley, to be honest, and maybe could have won by a bigger margin. But yeah, that was probably best night that I've had here.
So are we still going to see you on the sidelines next season?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm. I love this club. People outside, they don't see what it's actually about inside the club. There's a great spirit, and the volunteers and Pete, who he's built it up. It's his club. He's built it up from 1979, and it just grabs hold of you, to be honest. I can't really see me doing anything else but being there. But who knows in future? We'll have to see what happens next year, and who takes over and how they go on. There's no guarantees that I'll be back in there, so we'll have to see. But I'll definitely be in and around the club next year, helping out in every way I can. I'll just have me two kids in tow a lot of the time.